So I think the mood here is hopeful. Based on my clients I've been talking to about this and about the state of U.S. politics, I think there's a lot of optimism that the midterms will change the complexion of the House of Representatives. I think that there is hope that certainly New York being a blue state, a Democrat state pretty much, and New York City in particular, there is hope that the rest of the country will see the world through the New York lens. Now, that's quite, you know, hopeful, unrealistic, but nonetheless, I think that's the expectation. There's a lot at stake here for business people, especially because America's reputation around the world and in the UK is not as wonderful as it once was. And I think New Yorkers, who are generally extremely cosmopolitan, are very keen to ensure that there is a mechanism to reverse that and improve how the UK and other European countries see the U.S. and hopefully build the appetite again for doing business with Americans. I think it's been subdued.
And if it wasn't to go that way, I mean, it certainly looks as though it is on a bit of a knife edge at the moment. If Trump and the Republicans were to do very well in these elections, would it really make much of a difference from how UK businesses and how the rest of the world actually deals with America?
I think it would change the UK's view about America's propensity to change and become a bit more moderate. So I think the expectation is that America right now is a little bit extreme in the way the Trump leadership and Trump White House is running the political side of the country. But I'm not so sure that business really takes too much notice of that. The only threat and the only worry is a trade deal and potentially tariffs that affect UK exporters and UK companies trading with the US. And until there's more clarity around that, rightly, UK companies are concerned and maybe a little more anxious than they've been in the past.
At the moment, the relationship between the US and the UK is often painted, or indeed the US and the rest of the world is painted, as going through a more confrontational, adversarial period. But are there businesses that are coming to you as clients who are seeing this as more of an opportunity to do business with the US?
So some of the clients I'm working with see the US still just as attractively as ever in terms of growing in this huge economy. The only thing that is different that I've observed is the concern about trade tariffs, which was not ever mentioned or apparently pursued under the Obama administration. I'm sure there are companies that have been encouraged by the Trump administration and its approach to focusing on America and America first. There certainly are UK companies who are already in the US with US subsidiaries who now, at least as far as government contracts are concerned, are delighted because they are American for all intents and purposes. And in legal terms, their subsidiaries are American, which therefore means they can bid for very large government contracts. So they are very encouraged by
sure, they've got ahead
that.
Of the curve in a way.
Correct.
Broadly then, Alison, we're looking ahead to the midterms now, but in a few short years, we'll be looking ahead to whether President Trump will take a second term. Are we looking at a completely different phase of American politics, or is this just something of an anomaly?
So given we are halfway through Trump's current term, and obviously the international relations landscape looks profoundly different for the U.S. than under the Obama administration. One thing that's obviously worth thinking about is whether, you know, America's relationships with countries around the world, the U.K. in particular, are irrevocably changed. I don't think they are changed forever. Nothing's forever, thankfully. And I'm pretty confident that because the goodwill of the UK and the rest of our European trading partners with the US is such that they also want a happy, profitable network and relationship. I think this is an aberration. I think this is a blip. We've had blips in US history in the past. And I think that other administrations after this one will not only focus, I'm sure, on healing these international relationships, but restoring them and actually making them even stronger than perhaps they were before President Trump took office.